time for the Legends Radio Show on Big Sports 590. Here's your host, Gary Java and Jerry Murtaugh.
Good morning. How is everybody? A little different today. A little different in this country. First Saturday without any football since, late August?
I don't know. It hurts.
Late August? That's, you know what? You know what, though? We've got basketball. We've got basketball to talk. We've got Nebraska basketball to talk about because this is Legends Radio Show, reconnecting legendary fans, a legendary Nebraska program, which includes Nebraska basketball and today's guests. And, of course, always, captain of the Legends himself, Captain Legend Jerry Murtaugh.
Thank you. We're going to have a great day. Two former great basketball players for the University of Nebraska.
Hall of Famers.
Right, Hall of Famers. And they played in the, mid-60s, era. Yep. So I can say they're both older than me. So that's good.
Booked them together so you can say that.
So we'll start real quick here. I'm going to introduce the first one. The first one, great player in the mid-60s, Nate Branch. Before we get into anything, we want to play something.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Nate. Happy birthday to you.
Yay. Now, Nate, it is your birthday today, isn't it?
That's right, Jerry. Thanks a lot. That means a lot to me, brother.
All right.
Well, it better be his birthday now.
All right. We have Nate Branch, a great Nate Branch, and the other one, Tom Bach. Are you there, Tom?
I'm here, and happy birthday, Nate.
Hey, thanks, Tom. Long time no see.
Yeah, it has been.
great. Nate, can you tell us how old you are now, or are you one of those guys that keep it to yourself?
I'm just turning 65.
65, wow. A great 65.
Good for you.
It doesn't seem that long, does it?
No, it certainly doesn't. It seemed like it's yesterday almost.
Yes. Well, this is great. We always bring back, we've gone into football. I'm getting a little tired of talking about football. We need to talk a little basketball, the former greats with the great Joe Cipriano and our new coaches, things like this. So,
great. Look forward to it.
Yeah, great. So why don't we get started? We'll talk to Nate. Nate, tell us a little about where you're at, what you're doing, family, those kind of things.
Well, I'm living in Palo Alto, California now. I've been living here since 1955. Wow. Still here with my mother. She's 94.
God bless her.
Yes.
Yes. And right now I'm playing piano for the church. I'm a musician. I have a 40-member church choir. Have four children, six grandchildren. The oldest one is 22.
Yes.
My daughter's 45, so that tells you where I've been.
Uh-huh. That's great.
Good for you.
Golly, and you're playing the piano.
Yes. You know, when I was at Nebraska, I had a little trio, a little combo. I used to go out and do the homecomings for the junior colleges in high school.
What? Didn't know that.
I was playing a long time, sure.
What was the name of the trio, and was there any former ball players in it?
No, it was a Nate Branch trio. I had two guys that were students at the U. They were one on drums and one on guitar.
And you did the singing.
Oh yeah. I'm working on a CD now. I'll get a copy to you, Jerry.
Oh, great! Tell us. Go on. Yeah. Plug it. We're national. We want everybody to hear this.
Well, you know, I've been writing songs and playing for so long since I was 14 years old, and. So I'm trying to get something on the market. A lot of people like my stuff, but we'll see when it gets out there.
Yeah, when it gets out, let us know. Make sure Jerry gets it.
You make sure I get it. We'll put it up on our website. We'll push it for you, and we'll get everybody to know what you're doing.
You'll be the first one to know, Jerry.
All right. I appreciate that. Tom, where you at? What you doing? How have you been?
Oh, I've been doing great. We live in Monument, Colorado, which is just north of Colorado Springs. We're actually right by the Air Force Academy, so we're getting involved a little bit and watching Air Force football and basketball. Not much basketball, mostly football. And we have some farmland in Nebraska, and I manage that. My wife, Paula, is the vocal music teacher at Air Academy High School, and we have one son, Paul. Paul is now 33, I believe, going to be 34 next month, and he works for Wells Fargo in Chandler, Arizona. And we try and visit as much as possible in the winter down there. And we have two grandchildren. Kinsley is 6, and Nathan is 3.
Oh, Tom. Go ahead.
We've been kind of getting back into watching Nebraska football and basketball again, so that's been kind of fun. We lived in Arizona before we moved to Colorado in 2006 for 9 years, so we kind of got detached a little bit. But we try and get back for one or two football games, and I'm going, of course, to the CU game in Boulder next week, and also hope to get back for the Missouri game in February.
All right.
Nice deal.
Now, Tom, where are you originally from?
I'm a Hoosier. I'm from Indiana, Fort Wayne. Reason I wound up at Nebraska is I was born in North Platte, and then my parents moved when I was a year old. But my mom and dad were both from Nebraska, and my sister attended school in Nebraska. So that's one of the reasons that I wound up at the university.
Did Nebraska know about the connection? Did Coach Sipp or anybody, did they know?
It's kind of a funny story. I was a junior in high school, and we were playing a game up in Bluffton, Indiana, and they had a player by the name of Brad Bounds. Really a good player, and he eventually wound up going to Kentucky, but Tony Sharp, who was the assistant in Nebraska at the time for Jerry Bush, was there watching Brad Bounds, and I had a pretty good game that day, and he turned to the guy next to him and said, "Who is that number 11 out there?" And that might happen to be my dad. And he says, "Well, that's my son." So, and that's how the recruiting got started, I believe.
Now, Tony Sharp, he was the head baseball coach.
Yeah, and he also was assistant basketball coach at that time.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he helped. I don't know if he was full-time. I know he helped Jerry out quite a bit with basketball. But, yeah, he worked with basketball, too.
Did he know anything?
Tony?
Your old Tony.
They know it all, don't they?
Yeah, well, that's right. You ought to, yeah, you're a coach. You knew it all, right?
That's right.
That is something. So that's how you've got to the University of Nebraska.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons, and that's how the recruiting started. And then Bob Gates was the primary recruiter, and Joe came in at the end. And Indiana had a rule at that time where you couldn't make any visits until you were done participating. And I ran track and field, and that wasn't over till the middle of May. So it made it a little hectic at the end of the school year. But, I was leaning toward Nebraska the whole way.
Now, Bobby Gates, another baseball coach.
That's right. Yeah, he's a good man. I like
him. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I still see him in Omaha all the time.
Well, say hello to him for me, will you?
Yep, I run in. I don't run into him, but I see him at the store all the time.
I see him at.
You bet. We'll say hi for you.
See him in church almost every Sunday. I'll say hello tomorrow. Right in the middle of Mass.
Hey, say hello for me, too, guys.
I will do that. I'll do that from both of you guys, from Nate and from Tom.
Yeah,
I'll remember Coach Gates. You like Sprint. Nate, how did you get to Nebraska? Where'd you start?
Well, I started at Ravenswood High School here in East Palo Alto. And Will Chamberlain was playing for the San Francisco Warriors at the time. And he became a good friend. He came down to one of our banquets, and we exchanged phone numbers. And he came down to visit, shocked the heck out of me, in the whole neighborhood. But he told me once, I had about 30 offers from different schools. And he told me, he said, if he hadn't gone to Kansas, he would have went to Nebraska.
Wow.
So that was my idol, so that's all I needed to hear. I was on my way.
Wow.
You're a high school senior, and Wilt Chamberlain gives you his, of course, there weren't cell phones back then, obviously, but he gives you his phone number and says, hey, just stay in touch. Good luck to you. And hey, I would have gone to Nebraska if it wasn't for Kate.
That was it. He came down to me and ate some of my mother's cooking. And it was all over there. My father looked at him, he ate a half a ham. I said, I'd rather buy your clothes than your feet.
That's a tough choice. That's a losing battle one way or the other.
Yeah, but he was nice. He was quite an influence on me. I used to wear a rubber band around my wrist at Nebraska just because he used to wear them in the pros.
Yeah, we used to try and snap that rubber band in practice so Nate would cry out in pain, too.
Hey, Tom, did you ever learn how to pass that?
Me? No, I was going to tell you, if you'd have thrown it to me, I'd have scored more points.
I was always watching you shoot the ball. From the corner.
Did the other guys have a chance?
Listen, I'll tell you something about Tom, though. He's probably the most consistent player I've ever played with. I mean, so far, shooting that ball from the corner, the guy's phenomenal. I know we'll forget him.
I'll tell you, we had a great time playing together. That was really a lot of fun. Good bunch of guys, and we all got along together really well. And I think that's why we had a lot of success.
Yeah, well, it couldn't happen with Coach Cipriano, because he could make you laugh any
Such as?
Not Coach Sip.
Well, this didn't happen when we were playing. It was a year after I graduated, and they're playing down at Oklahoma. And back then, they used to shoot a gun at the end of the half. That shows you how old we are. But he didn't like the officiating going on, so this is right before the end of the half, and he went down to the scores table and shot the gun off right in the middle of the game.
That sounds like Sip.
Yeah.
That sounds exactly like it.
Yeah, he's a character.
One good thing about him, that when we had practice, he could get on the floor and show you how to run the play physically, whereas a lot of coaches would just draw it. He would get on the floor and run it himself. He was a dirty little player, too. I tell you, elbows and everything.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Yeah. Trippy Joe from Idaho.
Joe from Idaho. Yeah. You bet.
Yeah, he was fun to play for. It was just... And Nate was such a great player. You know, and Nate's first step was so quick. You know, whenever I had to guard him in practice, I got off about 20 feet so he wouldn't go around me. I made him shoot it from the outside. Yeah. That first step was unbelievable.
Wow. Yeah, with the Stuart Lance, a very, very good team. What was that? Willie Campbell was our tenor?
I think
Michigan, they were number one in the nation.
Yeah. I think so.
Nate, you're cutting out real bad, Nate. Can you move around? Maybe we can hear this.
How about that?
There, that's better.
It's his first step. You're too quick, Nate.
Yeah.
I had to run, you know. But we beat Michigan one year when they were number one in the nation. And Fred Hare was one of the great players from Omaha. We were 1 point behind in... I think it was like 2 seconds left, and someone shot the ball, and he got it at the free throw line with his back to the basket, threw it over his head, and hit the rim and rolled around, and Cassie Russell started crying like a baby.
So who was your starting five at that time?
I really can't remember. I know Willie Campbell, Fred
Stu Lamp, Grant Simmons, myself, and Nate.
There you
That's
go.
Right.
I think Willie and I were the tallest starters. We were 6'5", if you can believe that. And that was really short for back then.
Wow.
Yeah, really.
But we pressed full court, ran like crazy. I think Joe, at the end of his coaching career, really slowed it down. But initially, we just ran up and down the floor. And, you know, I never saw a shot I didn't like. So Nate knows that. So.
All you guys.
It was, I think, all five players got drafted, didn't we, Nate?
I think so. Yeah, Grant got somewhere. Didn't he go somewhere?
Yeah, he played with Denver in the ABA, and then, of course, Stuart and yourself. I got drafted in one of the late rounds, and then I don't know about – I think Willie – did Willie get drafted?
Yeah, Willie went to the Globetrotters, believe it or not. He played 1 year.
Okay.
With the other units. He sure did.
Yeah. And I think that my sophomore year, but Nate's junior year, we finished ranked 11th in the country, and people in Nebraska probably don't even know that.
Yes. Yeah, they don't understand how great you guys were back then.
What did you go, 20 and 5?
Yes.
And 65, 60, 20 and 5?
Yeah, I think one of the keys to that season, one of the key games, is we were playing out in California, which was Nate's territory, and back then, you played back-to-back games. Like, we played, like, a Friday and a Saturday. So we played them Friday night, and they just blew us out. They had a pretty good team. And we came back the next night, and Grant Simmons hauled off and just hit one of their players and got ejected.
Yeah.
An Omaha Benson boy.
Yeah.
Omaha Benson. You bet.
They were ahead of us in the second half by 15 points the second night. And Nate and Stuart just went off in that second half and led us, and we beat them by 2 points. And I think that really, you know, helped us the rest of the season. Just a key game for us.
Nate Branch, Stu Lance, Tom Bach. Nate Branch and Tom Bach, Nebraska Basketball Hall of Famers, Nebraska Athletic Hall of Famers, our guest today on Legends Radio Show.
And we have another guest that's on the line who will be coming in shortly.
Okay.
Yes.
And it surprised me.
Well,
not now.
Not now.
It surprised me when it's time to
surprise. We're going to go into a break. Is that what you're saying?
Good timing, Jerry. Right. You have that innate sense of timing in your head.
That's,
you know,
that mental attitude.
Absolutely. Just like Tom Bach and Nate Branch, that timing, and, you know, hurry up and shoot before you have to pass it.
There you go. So
there we are. We want to remind everybody Adidas is the official footwear and apparel provider for Nebraska Athletics. You can wear what Jerry Murtaugh and what the Huskers wear, Adidas. Official Adidas Husker gear is available at Husker Authentic Team Store.
And don't forget the streaming. Streaming live all over streaming. The country. Not screaming, streaming. Streaming by the Winter Brothers, Wally and John Winters. If you want to be moved anywhere in the country, you call the Winter Brothers, 1-800-435-6683. You can't remember the number, go right to our website, Legends with an S, radioshow.com. All our supporters, advertisers, it's right there. So you help the Winter Brothers out. They do a tremendous job. And don't forget, Wally was one of the big hogs on the 1970 National Championship team.
There you go.
So there we are.
There you go. Good old Wally. We'll take a business break. We'll be right back with this week's legend guest, Nebraska Hall of Famers, Nate Brantz and Tom Bach. We'll be right back with more of their stories and more of you fans on Legends Radio Show.
Thinking about insurance? Then you need to know about Medi-Co. Medi-Co Insurance Company has been providing insurance coverage for Nebraskans and Americans across the nation for more than 75 years. With Medi-Co's home office being right here in Omaha, you're assured of personal service. In fact, they don't outsource. When you call the home office, you'll speak with someone right here. And Medi-Co has an expanding product line that provides coverage that Americans need. So for competitive prices and coverage details, call Medi-Co Insurance at 1-800-228-228. 6080. Medi-Co is a proud sponsor of the Legends Radio Show.
When it comes to your car, it's all about peace of mind. Peace of mind to get you to and from work safely. Peace of mind to get your children to and from school safely. That peace of mind is only a fantasy if you don't have a mechanic you can depend on. Lance Brothers Service Center offers the quality and professionalism to make that peace of mind a reality. Lance Brothers offers complete automotive repair and maintenance on both foreign and domestic vehicles. To make it easy on your business schedule, Lance Brothers is open 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Conveniently located on Keystone Drive, just north of 86th and Maple.
Don't let budget constraints keep you from a memorable holiday party or meeting at Omaha Prime Restaurant in the Old Market. Omaha Prime Restaurant will provide a menu to fit any budget and can offer private rooms with audio-video equipment, no food minimum or room charge, and Omaha Prime Restaurant will even provide holiday party transportation for a minimal charge. Contact my great friend Mo at 341-7040 or at omaha-prime.com. Omaha Prime Restaurant, 415 South 11th Street in Omaha's Old Market.
Parsonage Venenack Williams LLC Attorneys at Law is a full-service business-oriented law firm. Their talented legal offense can help you build your business, their experienced defense can help you protect your assets, and their cutting-edge technology makes play calling efficient. So remember, it's Parsonage Venenack Williams, helping Huskerland's clients compete in a global economy. For more information, visit www.pvwlaw.com. PVW Law offers its support for the Nebraska team as they climb back to the top of the rankings and proudly support the Legends Radio Show on Big Sports 590.
Rotella's Bread, since when, Gear?
I'm going to guess 1921.
You hit it on the head. How'd you know that?
Just a guess.
I guess.
Because it's embedded in my brain. You
that's
know,
right.
It's that's on all the wrappers.
You eat it every day.
Yeah,
Rotella's
every day.
Bread?
It's on a wrapper.
You bet. If it's
not
the bread, it's a bun, dinner bun, whatever. It's Rotella's Bread since 1921. Louis Rotella and the family.
Yeah.
Great advertisers for us. We support them. All my grandkids, great-grandchild, in about 6 months, she'll start eating Rotella's. So everybody eats Rotella's bread.
Good way to start them.
Good way to start. And look at John O'Leary. You can tell John eats it.
That's right.
That's
by the
right.
loaf.
Yeah, by the loaf. Old John O'Leary. So one of the greats. So everybody, you're going to the store today. Don't forget Rotella's bread. Since 1921, they started in Omaha, Nebraska, and they'll be here when we're long gone.
That's right.
Rotella's bread.
Welcome back, Legends Radio Show. I'm merely Gary Jabba. He is Captain Legend himself, the captain of the Legends, Jerry Murtaugh, talking Legend basketball today with you legendary fans, Nate Brantz, Tom Bach,
and
Nebraska Hall of Famers.
You
with
bet.
Us today talking some hoops, and speaking of hoops.
That's right. We have the voice of the Huskers. He's with us right now, Hall of Fame football and basketball announcer, Ken Pavelka. Kenny.
Hi, Jerry.
How yet? How you doing? Where you at right now?
I'm in Columbia.
Yeah.
There's a 5 o'clock tip-off today, the Huskers and the Tigers here in Columbia.
Okay, what do you think?
It'll be tough. They've won 30 in a row. They've got the third longest win streak going in Division I behind Kansas and Siena. And you know, I mean, that tells you a lot right there. It'll be tough.
Now, can't you have to remember Nate and Tom? I think we were in high school when they were playing ball, or maybe I was in college. You were still in high school.
I used to watch those guys play. I mean, when I was I'm not so sure. I might have been in junior high school when they were playing, because they're a lot older than me.
Oh, hey, did you hear that, Nate?
I heard that.
You know, it is funny, though, when you're, you know, 15 years old and somebody else is 20, they seem like they're a lot older. And then, you know, you flash forward 45, 50 years and we're in the same ballpark. But I did. I grew up in Lincoln, and Tom knows this. I haven't had a chance to, I don't know that I've seen Nate Branch since, did you play with the Globetrotters in Omaha?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think I saw you there, but Tom knows what a fan I was, and Tom and I, of course, became close friends when he was on the staff as an assistant coach. But
right.
I'm telling you, those guys were my heroes back in those days.
You bet. Could they play basketball?
It was a great team. I mean, that 20-5 club could, you know, I mean, a lot of people tend to think that since it goes back a long ways when you're talking about the teams of old, that, you know, they couldn't compete with the teams today. I'm telling you, that was one of that might have been the best team Nebraska ever had.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I remember them too, going up down the court, like Tom said, 6'5", the tallest, and they're run and gun, right, Tommy?
That's right. It was Kent and I talk about that team all the time, and it was really fun to play, and the fans, the people loved the style of play, and it was just a great experience for me. And I had some great teammates, you know, and everybody could play, and, you know, all five starters, everybody was capable of scoring in double figures any game, and I think that's what made us so effective.
You can't talk about that team, though, without talking about the NIT and Marshall.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, go ahead.
They weren't supposed to be any good, right? And the scouting report, who was the guy, Tom, that went off for 45 or whatever it was?
Well, I was fortunate enough to play in the Indiana-Kentucky All-Star basketball game my senior year in high school, and then George Stone was on the Kentucky team.
Yeah, George Stone.
So I knew a little bit about him, and we get the scouting report, and it says, back off of him, make him shoot it from the outside.
Right.
Don't let him drive. So, of course, we let him shoot it, and 46 points later.
I remember that scouting report. It said, yeah, it was back off him. He won't shoot it.
Oh, yeah, 119-88. The good news is you put up 88. The bad news is George Stone and Marshall go off for 119.
I got to tell you a story about Nate in that game. I don't know if Nate remembers this, but he and Stewart are going on a 2-on-0 fast break, and Nate's got the ball, and Nate whips it behind his back into about the 10th row in the stands. And they're running back, and Stewart said, why'd you do that? And he says, oh, there's a lot of scouts in the stands. I had to impress them.
Tom, you're crazy.
No, that's true, Nate. You know it.
You know, the thing that's too bad about that year and that team, you know, people think, well, they played in the NIT, big deal. Back in those days, what was it, Tom and Nate? There were, 16 teams in the NCAA and 8 in the NIT, something like that? I mean, you had to be, you know, a legitimate top 20 team to be in either of the postseason tournaments back then.
Yeah, I think our sophomore year when we were 20-5, we went to the NIT my junior year, Nate's senior year.
Okay.
And the 20-5 team, we could have done some damage in the tournament if we would have gotten in. But, you know, we're 12-2 in a conference, come in second, and we got to stay home. Couldn't go to the NIT or NCAA.
That's what I was looking at. Yeah, I was looking at the records. You said 20-5, and I'm looking for how you do in postseason. There is no postseason. At 20-5.
I mean, you know, that would equate to an Elite Eight kind of team.
Yeah.
Because Kansas, Texas Western won it that year, and Kansas lost to them in triple overtime. And, you know, we could play, you know, Kansas beat us good at their place, but the other two games, we beat them once and played with them real close at the tournament in Kansas City. So
was that the year they won it and Mo was assistant to Haskins?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's at Texas Western.
Mm-hmm. Texas Western, they come out of nowhere, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that.
On the Nationals landscape, they came out of nowhere. Yep, exactly.
Yeah,
great movie.
Glory Road, yeah.
Glory Road.
I just can't believe that SIP's assistants are Tony Sharp and Coach Gates. That, to me, is mind-boggling.
Actually, Tony wasn't Joe's assistant. He was Jerry Bush's when Joe came in. Joe brought in Glenn Potter.
Yeah.
Right.
And it was Glenn Potter and Bob Gates were the assistants for my first 2 years.
Golly. Every time I'd get kicked out of a bar, I'd always see Coach Cipriano, Coach Devaney, and Tony Sharp. They were always together. So,
you got kicked out of a bar?
Many a time, many a time.
Notice he said every time.
I just got picked on. Yeah. That's what it was.
As Jerry says, hey, you know, we've all done some things.
Yes,
you know?
We have. And I've done more than most.
Legend guest, the birthday boy himself, Nate Branch, Tom Bach, former teammates from the mid and late 60s, Nebraska Basketball Hall of Famers and Nebraska Hall of Famer, voice of the Huskers announcer. The voice of the Huskers Columbia, Missouri for today's 5 o'clock tip-off. The Huskers against Missouri. Kent Pavelka. Kent, good to hear you, and good to hear you sounding well, and good to hear you back behind the mic and enjoying the basketball season.
Great times, Gary. Really, I'm just really loving it. I'm really having a great time.
And as you said, you know, you used to pay to watch Nate Branch and Tom Bach play when you used to have to buy tickets.
Yeah, they were good, man. They were really good.
Well, right now, what do you think of the new coach, Doc Sattler?
I think he's great. I consider him a good friend, and he's just a really good guy. I mean, for starters, and I don't think there's anybody that is a better X's and O's guy than Doc. I mean, he's really a good coach. You know, it's one of those things where, you guys think back to the Big Eight in those days. The Big 12 is just this year is the best. It's the best league I've ever seen. And so, I mean, we're pretty good. Nebraska's pretty good. But, you know, the Big 12 is it's just tough to – I mean, you got to go up another level if you're going to finish in the top half of the league. And they're so young this year, and he's been really hurt by injury. And so it's difficult. But, I mean, I think you got to – you got to have the faith and be patient, and he's got the makings with this young group of kids. I mean, 40% of their scoring's been done by true freshmen this year, freshman scholarship players. So, you got to have some patience, and I think given the time, Doc's gonna get him there.
Yeah. Does he have the patience? I know sometimes. You know, to be a good coach or be a good leader at all, you got to know when to pat him on the back, when to kick him in the rear. Does he have the patience to let off a little bit and be realistic with him?
Well, I think so. I mean, I think the players respect what he's doing and what he. I mean, that they understand that he knows what how to do this, mm-hmm. and so there's no problem with that. But they're all frustrated. They haven't gotten off to a good start in the league this year. They're 0-3. But the thing is, they could be 3-0. I mean, they were in all three of those games, so mm-hmm. it's not like anybody blew them out.
Yeah.
Tom, have you met Coach Sattler?
Yeah, I have. I really like him. He's the first coach. I don't know if Nate's had much experience with this. He's the first coach in Nebraska that's really tried to involve the former players. And
there you go.
And he does that with his golf tournament in the summer. And I just called him a couple days ago and asked if he could get me 3 tickets for the CU game. And he called me right back and said, yeah. And he's just, like Kent said, he's so personable. And you really like the man. And I love the way he coaches. He's intense. The kids play, they play so hard. And if you can get your kids to play hard, and then eventually once he gets the players that he wants and the talent that he wants, he's going to be very successful. And just, I think he's going to get it done. In fact, I know he will. I think he really misses Tony McCray this year.
Oh, yeah.
From what I've seen. McCray's a 6'5 kid, good athlete. He can score. And I think he really needs that type of player this year. And I think he could probably use a good point guard, too. But
yep.
That's
no question about it. And he also misses Christopher Niemann, the big post guy that has blown out the same ACL twice now. But so those two, I mean, those two guys are starters. So. He's had tough luck this year.
And the thing I can see the resemblance in Doc and Coach Devaney. There's one thing I noticed in them both. Doc is out there in the western part of the state, meet and greeting the people all the time, or he's in Omaha, wherever. I called, a year and a half ago, I called him up and said, I'm having dinner at my house, I'm making steaks. He drove down to Omaha, never met him before. He said, I heard about you. I said, I got something I want to throw at you. So he came down. He reminds me of Devaney, because Devaney did the same thing, right or wrong.
Yeah, he likes people, you know, and there's a, you know, he's not standoffish. That's not part of his personality to be standoffish,
right,
or that kind of thing. And so, I mean, he makes you feel like, makes you feel good.
Yeah. Like you're part of it, which
yes,
they
exactly
are. The fans, without the fans, we're done. So that's, I really think a lot of Doc. Really, really. And when he does, is he going to get this new facility, practice facility? Will that help with recruiting?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Nebraska and Colorado, I think, are the only two Big 12 teams now that don't have a practice facility.
Mm-hmm.
And but they've got better than half the money in their pocket, and yeah, it's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah, I can
you
see.
You guys are really lucky. You guys are lucky. I'm sitting here listening to you talk about practice facilities. I said, what in the world is that? We had a gymnasium. That was it.
Yeah, I agree with you, Nate.
Times have changed.
Hey, Nate, the Coliseum was fun to play in, though, when it was full, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, sir, it was. If you can look around this hole, I mean, the support beam. Remember those beams used to be in the old gymnasium, the old Coliseum?
Oh, yeah, remember the popcorn stand at the end at
yep.
South End?
That's right.
you could literally sit on the front row and, you know, grab the hairs on the point guard's legs as he threw the ball in. I mean, that's how close you were to the floor.
Right. Yeah.
How about this? My freshman year, I was on the wrestling team, and we had a duel in there, and a pigeon pooped on my shoulder.
Wow.
And that's the truth. Pigeons were in there all the time. So,
yeah.
But it was great.
It was a tremendous home floor advantage.
Yeah, it was.
Did you guys talk about Cassie Russell in Michigan?
Nate touched on that. Go ahead. Yeah,
well, I just wondered because I was there, you know, as a you know, pimply faced junior high school kid, and that was an unbelievable night. Brett Hare back to the basket, just you know, 5 feet away from the basket in the lane in the paint, flips it over his head and it goes in. What'd you say, Tom? That Cassie once told you that was the most embarrassing night of his life.
Yeah, I had dinner with Stu Lance and Cassie Russell about 5 years after, in the early 70s. Stuart asked him, what was the low point of your college career? And he said, loosened in Nebraska. I remember watching that game from the stands. I was a freshman. We couldn't play, and it was just, it was really exciting.
It was.
Yeah, great Cassie Russell, and him and Bill Bradley, the Michigan-Princeton Showdowns, Player of the Year. And wow.
I got to tell you, though, Gary, And Jerry, these two guys you've got on here, people don't understand, and I guess you can't expect them to, because if you're much younger, you just aren't going to appreciate it because you weren't there. But
right.
These guys were great players.
Yep.
They both these guys were great players. Mm-hmm. I mean, Tom was a great shooter, and Nate and Stu were. I mean, I can't think of a better combination of guards on the same team than Nate Branch and Stu Lance in the history of Nebraska basketball. And you know, it was a real treat to watch them play.
You know, and in hindsight, it must have been. And Kent, you know, I moved here in '77, but I know I saw Stu Lance playing back growing up in Buffalo. Him coming in through with the Atlanta Hawks and. And I think I saw Nate Branch and the Harlem Globetrotters come back through the auditorium. But and then I move here and I hear about and I read about and how great. Wow, I said, you guys had a heck of a basketball team back then. And then the record stands for itself. And then years later, they're both inducted into the Hall of Fame. You know, that's something. That's special.
Special. Yeah, just like Kent said, if you hadn't seen these men play, they were unbelievable. I was a wrestler, football, didn't know anything about basketball, still don't, but they impressed me with their athleticism. It's freaking believable how these guys could twist and turn their bodies and stop and go. And I'm going, holy smokes, those are athletes.
Well, you're talking about Stuart and Nate now, Jerry, not me.
No, Tom, I know, but you know, a lot of you white guys had some moves too. Right, Nate?
I don't know. Nate, I don't know if Tom could dunk it, could he?
Tom was one of the greatest shooters I've ever seen. In fact, all the plays were designed for Tom, I think.
Duncan,
well, I see if there weren't enough designed for me, Nate.
Yeah.
He couldn't dunk it because he was way outside shooting.
Yeah, how do you dunk it from 25 feet away?
Well, you get hurt when you get in around the basket, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I found that out years later.
Oh, that's it. You know, obviously, well before the three-point line, or their stats would be even greater than they are.
Yeah, I think that, you know, it's hard to compare eras. You know, we had a great team back then, but you really can't compare when we were playing back then and what they are now because of all the advances now in weight training, nutrition, and all that stuff. But, you know, it was, you know, we had a great team, and we were good for our time, and it was just a lot of fun for me to play. I really enjoyed it, and really a great bunch of guys. So that's what made it more enjoyable than anything else.
20-5 in 65-66 season, 16-9 in 66-67 season, Hall of Fame inductions. Kent Pavelka, Hall of Fame voice of the Huskers, with us also. We're going to need to take a business break. You can email any questions or comments for this week's Legends, Kent Pavelka, Nate Branch, and Tom Bach. This is Hall of Fame Day here on Legends Radio Show. You can email your questions in at legendsradioshow@gmail.com, or you can call in any questions, 573-0590, outside this Big Sports 590 listening area, 877-244-0590. Let's remind everybody that Adidas is the official footwear and apparel provider for Nebraska Athletics. Wear what the Huskers and Jerry Murtaugh wear. Adidas, official Adidas Husker gear is available at Husker Authentic Team Store.
You want to do one quick trivia, and then we'll go to break.
Okay, let's do
all
it.
All right, real quick now. 1967, Nate Branch was drafted in the ABA by what team? Okay. 1967.
Ooh,
there we
go. I know. 573-0590, first one with the correct answer, qualifies for our next giveaway of our Legends Radio Show autographed football. We'll be right back with Tom Bach, Nate Branch, Kent Pavelka, and, of course, Captain Legend Jerry Murtaugh on Legends Radio Show.
Does your business need an employee willing to work 24 hours a day? Would it help if that employee supplied their own truck, forklift, and storage space? That employee is Distribution, Inc. Distribution, Inc. is a Midwest commercial warehouse and distribution center. Their staff of trained, highly qualified personnel are available to you 24 hours a day. Their warehouse and cartridge services are unparalleled. Put Distribution, Inc. to work for you. Call 1-800-234-2800. That's 1-800-234-2800.
Don't let budget issues keep you from a memorable holiday party or meeting at Passport Restaurant in the Old Market. Passport Restaurant will provide a menu to fit any budget and can offer private rooms with free audio-video equipment, no food minimum or room charge. And Passport Restaurant will even provide holiday party transportation for a minimal charge. To plan your special party, contact Melody at 344-3200 or at passport-restaurant.com. Passport Restaurant. 1101 Jackson Street in Omaha's Old Market.
Who has the most coveted secret around? Rotella's Italian Bakery. The taste and texture of their breads, rolls, and specialty baked goods has made fans of Rotella's for generations. How do they do it? With old world skill and experience combined with modern efficiencies. That combination gives you the very best bread, from loaves of bread to hoagies, buns for hot dogs, brats, and hamburgers. Rotella's bakes the bread that makes every meal special. Rotella's Italian Bakery, delighting customers since 1921.
Thinking about insurance? Then you need to know about Medi-Co. Medi-Co Insurance Company has been providing insurance coverage for Nebraskans and Americans across the nation for more than 75 years. With Medi-Co's home office being right here in Omaha, you're assured of personal service. In fact, they don't outsource. When you call the home office, you'll speak with someone right here. And Medi-Co has an expanding product line that provides coverage that Americans need. So for competitive prices and coverage details, call Medi-Co Insurance at 1-800-228-228. 6080. Medi-Co is a proud sponsor of the Legends Radio Show.
Don't forget about Dave's Auto Body. We hope you remember Dave's Auto Body because, well, number one, they're easy to get to. You've driven by them a million times. They're located one block east of I-680 and Irvington exit. They offer a lifetime warranty on all collision repair. They've been voted best of Omaha for 7 straight years, and they're a 2-time winner of the coveted Tough to Get Better Business Bureau's Service Integrity Award. How do they do it? Well, just great, conscientious customer service and great work. And, of course, as we said, that lifetime warranty on all collision repair. They have 4, not 2, not 3, but 4 full-time customer service reps able to handle all of your customer service needs and worries, from getting your vehicle towed in, arranging for a rental car, working out all issues with any insurance company, to completely cleaning your vehicle and delivering it back to you clean and fixed and guaranteed. How about that? What else do you want? Quality repairs, outstanding customer service, and it'll keep them there for another 35 years. Just east, one block east of I-680 and the Irvington exit, the award-winning Dave's Auto Body. Welcome back, Legends Radio Show, along with the captain of the Legends, Captain Legend himself, with Jerry Murtaugh, on a Hall of Fame Legends Radio Show. Hall of Famers, the birthday boy, Nate Branch, out in his home, Palo Alto, California, and out in the Colorado Springs area, Tom Bach, and Hall of Fame announced the voice of the Huskers, Kent Pavelka, in Columbia, Missouri. The great Confederate state of Missouri, as I call it, in Columbia, Missouri, for 5 p.m. tip-off broadcast today of Nebraska at Missouri. The three Hall of Famers joining us.
How can you beat it? Hall of Famers doing a great job. Nate, we kept you out of this a little bit. We need you to talk more since you're the birthday boy here. Give us a little more info. Grant Simmons from Benson High. Talk a little bit about him. You know, I live 6 blocks west of Benson High. Let's hear a little bit.
Well, Grant was like the clown of the team. He always was a prankster. He was always pulling jokes. We used to play poker before the game. He used to do little odd things, which I can't say on the radio. But
thank you.
But he was quite a character. He'd stand up for his teammates at any time. I remember they had the Frink brothers from, what was that, Colorado? Patton. Anyway, yeah. there was a little scuffle on the floor, and Grant Simmons got between them both and grabbed them both by the collar at the same time. I said, this guy must be nuts. But Grant, he was quite a teammate. He was nothing like him. He was fun to play with.
All right. Great, great. That's what I want to hear, the Benson Bunny.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And Bill Morgan, our good friend Bill Morgan, emails. You can email questions or comments for this week's legend guests, Nate Branch, Tom Bach, Kent Pavelka. You can email at legendsradioshow@gmail.com. Bill Morgan says, I'd like to ask Tom and Nate, who was the toughest player they played against in the Big 8?
You can handle that, Nate.
Well, for me, I think it was JoJo White. I think he was probably the fastest guy I ever had to guard for a little bit.
Mm. How'd you do it?
For me, it was the same thing. JoJo was just, I had to guard him a couple times, and you just make him shoot it from outside and hope he doesn't want to go around you. He's a great player.
Right. It's funny you should say that, Nate, because over the years, in as recently as a year or so ago, somebody was asking about, well, who's the best player in the history of the Big 8, Big 12 combined, and I had to go with JoJo White.
Yeah, he's phenomenal.
Golly. How'd you handle him? Did you do well against him, or I wasn't, Nate.
No, I just wished I had met him outside before the game started. I don't remember, but I know he scored his points. He got down. They beat us pretty good that night.
Yeah, that's a great.
The thing about JoJo in the pros, in the NBA, he was known as an offensive player, but we were just scared to death of him because of his defense. And he was, Nate, about 6'4"?
Yeah, about that, about 6'4".
Yeah. And he'd get down a defensive stance. He'd start pulling on his shorts. If you were dribbling the ball, you got rid of it and passed it to somebody else.
Right.
He could flat out get after you. But in NBA, it was just the opposite. He's more of an offensive player.
Yeah. But what a really nice guy, though. I got to meet him at Boston. And when we played there before, we used to have a double hitter before the game. It'd be the Globetrotters first, then the Celtics second. And I got a chance to sit down and talk. Well, very nice man. Very soft-spoken guy.
Yeah. Good guy.
And talk about JoJo White, and you wanted to talk about some of the players that you played with or against, and how about playing with Meadowlark Lemon and Curly Neal in your Globetrotters days? What were those years for you, Nate Branch?
From 1967 to 83.
Wow.
It was quite an experience. I got a chance to go around the world 8 times, visited about 30, 40 countries, learned a little language in the restaurant. I could matriculate in the restaurant, but outside in the street, I was no good. It's an experience I never will regret, because there's no other way I would have seen the parts of the world like I have, and I'm thankful for that. I really had no intentions on going to the Globetrotters. What happened was, in the ABA, I twisted my ankle the first day of practice, and they told me to take a couple of weeks off, and I got home, and I had a stack of letters from the Globetrotters, so I said, I'll go back to Chicago and just work out. I had no interest. In fact, Stu Lance and I saw the Globetrotters once in Omaha while we were at Nebraska, and we left at halftime because we were number 11 in the nation. We thought we were something. I didn't really have any intentions, but I ended up staying there for 15 years.
God.
I had just gotten married, and I had to call my wife and say, I'm not coming back there.
Wow.
Oh, dear.
I'll bet that went over big.
Oh, man. I got married in July, and I went to camp in October. And I signed the contract. I said, well, I'm going back home and get some clothes and stuff. I said, well, we're leaving tomorrow morning on the road. We'll buy you some clothes.
Jeez.
And I stayed 15 years.
15 years. Now, Stu, go ahead.
No, just meeting Curly, Meadowlark, and Marcus Haynes and some of the legends after I really got to know the Globetrotters. It was quite a privilege. You know, Meadowlark is preaching now.
Really?
And Curly was here last weekend. In fact, the Globetrotters were here last weekend. I went to see them for about 20 minutes. You know, we played 300 games a year. So 300 shows a year, and then you get a little burned out after that.
It took you 15 years to get burned out. You guys didn't have a season. You had just a year.
That's right. 9 months a year we were on the road.
My Lord.
I got to tell you a story about Nate and the Globetrotters. He got his tickets, and they came to Lincoln, I think, in the early 80s.
And
he got his seats on the front row, and you know what he had them do, don't you?
Yeah.
You know the bucket of water?
Yeah.
He came right at us, but fortunately, it was just confetti that time.
That's what they're famous for. Now, didn't Stu play the same with the Trotters when you were there? Nate?
No.
He did
not. Never did.
Oh, he never played with them. I thought he was with them, but he isn't. No.
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Atlanta Hawks.
We had two units. It was two units of Globetrotters. One was international, who stayed primarily out of the country during the basketball season. But I was with the national team with Meadowlark and Curly.
Oh, that was something.
You're on the AD. You're on the big show, Wide World of Sports, on Saturday or Sunday afternoons to help everybody get through the winters.
In fact, you know, one of the highlights of my career was I wrote a song called The Harlem Globetrotters. And on Wide World of Sports, Howard Cosell did the commentary behind the music.
Oh,
and it was quite an honor to meet him.
I forgot the fact that Nate was such a musician. You would perform various places on campus, right?
Yeah, that's right. With my little band, you mean?
Yeah.
It was fun. But
yeah, he was good.
You could hire a band for $75 or $100 for the whole band.
Wow.
Those days are gone.
Yeah, those days are gone. Yeah, Kent, Nate was saying earlier he's working on a CD, hoping to release it and it out soon. So we'll all get our hands on that and make sure you get a copy. Kent Pavelka, Nate Branch, Tom Bach, this week's Legends. It's a Hall of Fame Legends radio show. And speaking of Hall of Fame and Legends, we want to thank our good friend Bill Morgan. Bill Morgan at Milt's Storage with 10 locations serving you 7 days a week. Call Bill Morgan, 895-0334, Monday through Saturday. Not on Sunday, because on Sunday, legends like Bill Morgan rest.
Oh, I forgot to tell
Bill Morgan at Milt Storage, 10 locations serving you 7 days a week.
I forgot to tell you on that trivia. Joanne called in.
Joanne
did. She had the right team. It was the Oakland Oaks.
Of
the ABA. She had that right. So,
and the question was, who drafted what ABA team drafted Nate Branch out of Nebraska?
Yes. Yeah, she come up with it. We're throwing her name in the hat.
Yeah.
for that
and we'll
beautiful
give her the
autograph,
hat,
Legends Football.
There
we give her the hat, too, if she wins.
Was Rick Barry on that team when you were there, Nate? Well, you weren't.
He was with the Warriors, but they were trying to get him because his father-in-law, Bruce Hale, was the coach of the Oakland Oaks.
Okay.
So they were trying to get Rick Barry from the Warriors that year.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, the great ABA days. It's, we'll take
a
business.
They offered him $200,000 or something like that.
Wow. Back then?
That was a lot of money back then.
Oh.
Yeah. Now that's game salary, no?
Yeah, I got news for you. I got news for you. That's a lot of money now.
Yeah.
For us.
Yeah,
for
some of us,
yeah.
It is. Yeah. That's true.
That's it. We'll be back with more. Kent Pavelka, Nate Branch, Tom Bach, all three Nebraska Hall of Famers, and with Captain Legend Jerry Murtaugh. This is Legends Radio Show on Big Sports 590.
When it comes to your car, it's all about peace of mind. Peace of mind to get you to and from work safely. Peace of mind to get your children to and from school safely. That peace of mind is only a fantasy if you don't have a mechanic you can depend on. Lance Brothers Service Center offers the quality and professionalism to make that peace of mind a reality. Lance Brothers offers complete automotive repair and maintenance on both foreign and domestic vehicles. To make it easy on your business schedule, Lance Brothers is open 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Conveniently located on Keystone Drive, just north of 86th and Maple.
We'd like to thank We've Got Game as one of our advertisers.
We've Got Game!
We've Got Game is the area's only high school sports publication.
We've Got Game!
We've Got Game is Omaha's longest-running high school sports publication, featuring individual athletes, teams, coaches, and cheer squads from over 60 junior and senior high schools from the Omaha area.
We've Got Game!
Copies can be picked up at all area junior and senior high schools and at more than 60 subway locations around town.
We've Got Game! We've Got Game!
Does your business need an employee willing to work 24 hours a day? Would it help if that employee supplied their own truck, forklift, and storage space? That employee is Distribution, Inc. Distribution, Inc. is a Midwest commercial warehouse and distribution center. Their staff of trained, highly qualified personnel are available to you 24 hours a day. Their warehouse and cartridge services are unparalleled. Put Distribution, Inc. to work for you. Call 1-800-234-2800. That's 1-800-234-2800.
Thinking about insurance? Then you need to know about Medi-Co. Medi-Co Insurance Company has been providing insurance coverage for Nebraskans and Americans across the nation for more than 75 years. With Medi-Co's home office being right here in Omaha, you're assured of personal service. In fact, they don't outsource. When you call the home office, you'll speak with someone right here. And Medi-Co has an expanding product line that provides coverage that Americans need. So for competitive prices and coverage details, call Medi-Co Insurance at 1-800-228-228. 6080. Medi-Co is a proud sponsor of the Legends Radio Show.
I'd like to thank Louis Rotella and his family for producing that great bread.
That's right.
1921 it started, and like I said, I'll be long gone and I'll still be kicking it out for all my grandkids and great-grandkids.
Legendary bakery, legendary family.
That's right. Great, great family. So thank you again, Louis Rotella. The bread's great. Everybody, they support us. We support them. You go to the grocery store, you're in the bread department, grab some Rotella bread. You can't beat it. It's the greatest. All you got to do is ask John O'Leary. He eats it every day.
By the
loaf a day. Loaf a day. So thank you very much, Louis Rotella, since 1921.
Welcome back, Legends Radio Show, Hall of Fame edition, with this week's Legends basketballers Nate Branch, Tom Bach, Kent Pavelka, all three Hall of Famers, along with Captain Legend himself, Jerry Murtaugh. I'm merely Gary Jabba, and we want to remind everybody, Adidas is the official footwear and apparel provider for Nebraska Athletics. You can wear what the Huskers and Jerry Murtaugh wear, Adidas. Official Adidas Husker gear is available at Husker Authentic Team Store.
Yes, Kent, Wally Winter wanted me to say hi to you. He was a high school mate of yours.
He sure was.
And he brought up a...
Number 67, I think. Jerry.
Yes, but he just brought up a funny thing that you did one night. You ran the 100-yard dash, but I don't want to go into it.
Such a track star.
That's what I heard there, Kent.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
You don't want to talk about it, huh?
Leave it to Wally to bring that up.
You betcha. I don't know how it happened, but it did.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, we'll go on, right? We'll keep going on. So I can't thank you guys enough. One more time, Nate Branch's birthday, we want to say this to Nate.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Nate. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, thanks, Jerry. That means a lot.
I know you'd like it.
Hey, beautiful, bro.
Since you're the singer and everything, we thought that we'd do that for you, Nate.
I thank you very much.
You ever get back into Nebraska, Nate?
Seldomly I do, but mainly the last time I was there, I think, was the when I was inducted into the Hall of Fame. But you guys have given me the incentive to come back now because I'm missing all the basketball.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm going to let you know when I'm coming.
And, yes, when you do, I want to get together with you. We'll get Kent. And then we hope we can get Tom. Now, Tom, he has land.
I come back all the time, guys.
Well, that's what we need. When Nate comes back, I'll call all you guys. We need to get together, and the beer's on me if you drink it.
Hey, we'll hold you to that.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, yeah, and I'm a cheap ass, so I shouldn't say that. But and this is, yeah, now I'm going to do her. So, yeah,
right. This would be great.
The Hall of Famers sitting there and listen to their stories.
Hey, Jerry and Gary, thanks for doing the show. I mean, I think this is a real, real treasure for Nebraska fans to dip back into the memory bank and hear from these guys over the years. I really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Ken.
Well,
and of course, you know how I feel about you coming from you. That means even that much more. And we enjoy doing it. Obviously, as you can tell, and we enjoy it because of the great legends that are with us, and of course, you saying that, too. Thanks.
I appreciate it from all
Kent,
you guys.
Kent, you're a Hall of Fame broadcaster, and you still learned a couple of new words from Jerry you can use on a broadcast today.
Kent, I'll see you Wednesday night in Boulder.
All right, Tom.
And Kent, thank you. Tom, thank you. Nate, I need to meet you. This would be an honor. So I appreciate it. All you guys taking the time, and we will get together.
5 o'clock. 5 o'clock today, Kent Pavelka, Nebraska, Missouri basketball. Kent, have a fun broadcast and a safe trip back with the team and the guys.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Happy birthday,
Tom.
Nate.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you, guys. Tom. Nice to talking to you.
All right, guys.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
Yeah, boy, was that fun. People at Horseman's Park ask me every Saturday, hey, that was a fun show. It sounded like you were having fun. We have fun all the time. And there's some of those shows you just say, I had even more fun today than usual.
That's right, and in a couple weeks, I'm going to have Doc Sattler on, ooh, Jerry Fort, and the great loose Stu Lance.
Yeah.
So we're going to have these three guys on here in the next few weeks, so everybody needs to listen in.
There we
this
go.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
53 Saturdays a year, 9 o'clock in the morning on Big Sports 590. Thanks to Pinch Hitting for super producer Brian Delahan. Thanks to Gus Rodino, thanks to you legendary fans. Thanks to Adidas, the official footwear and apparel provider for Nebraska Athletics. Wear what the Huskers and Jerry Murtaugh wear. Wear Adidas. Official Adidas Husker gear is available at Husker Authentic Team Store. Have a great day, folks. Thanks to Kent Pavelka, Nate Branch, Tom Bach, and, of course, Captain Legend himself, Jerry Murtaugh. Have a great weekend. See you next Saturday.
Parsonage Venenek Williams LLC Attorneys at Law is a full-service business-oriented law firm. Their talented legal offense can help you build your business, their experienced defense can help you protect your assets, and their cutting-edge technology makes play calling efficient. So remember, it's Parsonage Venenek Williams, helping Huskerland's clients compete in a global economy. For more information, visit www.pvwlaw.com. PVW Law offers its support for the Nebraska team as they climb back to the top of the rankings and proudly support the Legends radio show on Big Sports 590.
Hey, speaking of legends, how about Dave's Auto Body? Legends, we say, because they've been voted best of Omaha for 7 straight years. Dave's Auto Body, also a 2-time winner of the Better Business Bureau's coveted Tough to Get Service Integrity Award. How do they do it? Well, with customer service and with great work, of course. They offer a lifetime warranty on all their collision repairs. They have 4 full-time service reps, and they're able to take all the worry out of auto repair and auto body repair. They'll take care of all your customer service needs, from getting your vehicle towed in, arranging a rental car for you, working out all your insurance issues with any insurance company. They deal with them. They have great relationships with all of them. And they'll even clean your vehicle and deliver it back to you sparkling clean and all brand new. Good as new and guaranteed for life on your collision repair. That's why they are legendary. Dave's Auto Body. Quality repairs and outstanding customer service. Another reason they'll be there, and they'll be legend for another 35 years. Thanks to Dave's Auto Body.
Who has the most coveted secret around? Rotella's Italian Bakery. The taste and texture of their breads, rolls, and specialty baked goods has made fans of Rotella's for generations. How do they do it? With old world skill and experience combined with modern efficiencies. That combination gives you the very best bread. From loaves of bread to hoagies, buns for hot dogs, brats, and hamburgers, Rotella's bakes the bread that makes every meal special. Rotella's Italian Bakery, delighting customers since 1921.
KXSP Omaha.
Thinking about insurance? Then you need to know about Medi-Co. Medi-Co Insurance Company has been providing insurance coverage for Nebraskans and Americans across the nation for more than 75 years. With Medi-Co's home office being right here in Omaha, you're assured of personal service. In fact, they don't outsource. When you call the home office, you'll speak with someone right here. And Medi-Co has an expanding product line that provides coverage that Americans need. So for competitive prices and coverage details, call Medi-Co Insurance at 1-800-228-6080. Medi-Co is a proud sponsor of the Legends Radio Show.